for over 25 years, he has thrilled fans young and old inside of the squared circle. Now, he rocks the hottest events across the Midwest for DJ Sound Solution. In this podcast, he will take you behind the curtain, behind all the smoke and mirrors. You're listening to Behind the Lights with Troy Miller.
What's going on, guys? DJ Troy, and I'm back with another episode of Behind the Lights podcast. I've been a little hit and miss here. Just things have been crazy, you know. We're back pretty much full steam ahead. I've done 6 gigs in the last 2 weeks. So it's been really crazy, but it's been really, really fun too. It's great seeing people celebrate, and just to see this the way that they choose to do it. So, and my last episode I did, I want to touch on this real quick too. I posted about how, you know, I'm not going to show people on the dance floor, I'm not going to show faces, just going to show feet, and I'm not even going to do that anymore. I'm just going to cut even farther back on my presence on social media as far as showing videos, because it's just gotten so out of hand. Just crazy, where they're threatened to levy fines on people and stuff like that. And I don't want to be responsible for any of that, so we're just going to take it all out of the equation. I thought just showing feet would be fine, but that's not even an option right now, because it's just not going to take any kind of chance whatsoever. So just know that if you are one of my brides-to-be and you got a party coming up, it's going to go on as planned. I'm going to do everything I can do in my power to keep things safe and to keep things fun. So I'm looking forward to coming to a venue near you without a doubt. Today's topic, let's jump right into it. I was going to take notes on this, but I didn't. I'm just going to try to shoot from the hip, go off the top of my head. But so I'll probably just, you know, jump around all over the place like I normally do, if you have followed along any amount of time. But bad DJs ruin it for everybody. So if you're a bad DJ out there, let's try to get better. Give you a few tips to help you along the way. Tip number one starts with communication. Communication is key. It's vital to what we do. And hopefully, if you have good communication, your couple will know that they're in good hands. And they'll know why they spent the money they did. And they'll know why they booked with the professionals. It's just that simple. We work so hard to give a couple just that peace of mind where they don't have to worry. They don't have to think about anything. They just have to sit back and enjoy their day. That's what we strive to do each and every time we're out. Not going to say you have to be perfect, but dang near perfect. But it just comes with the time spent. It comes with the reps. It comes with just doing it on a, you know, as much as we do it. It's just like you go to the gym. You want to lose weight. You want to put on muscle. You got to put that time in. And once you put that time in, you see the results. And, you know, right now at this point in my DJ career, I am well on my way to 1,000 weddings. That's not events. That's just not counting events. This is just weddings. There's guys I know that have, you know, been in the business their whole life and haven't done 1,000 weddings. So, gonna knock on wood and just be thankful, count my blessings, because, you know, it doesn't happen every day. We got something really special over at DJ Sound Solution, and we have a proven track record. You know, when I talk to some people, I talk to clients, and you know, I try to do everything I can to set their mind at ease. Some of the questions that I get asked, it's like, what other DJs have you talked to? What kind of experiences have you had with other DJs? Because I get asked questions sometimes that just totally blow me away and make me think that, wow. So communication is key, not just with your clients, with your venues, with your other vendors. So important to have that communication, because you'll be so surprised. I don't even let the photographer anymore that I'm working with come up to me and ask me what's going on. I approach them and I say, hey, what you got going on? What do you need to do? Here's what I have envisioned for the night, and I will let you know what we're doing every step of the way. You won't be out of the room and we'll be cutting the cake. You won't be, you know, it's not going to happen that way. I will let you know before we do each and everything. So there's no miscommunication. There's no worries. You'll be ready to go when I'm ready to go. So, and as far as the party goes, there's a way to do things. We have a proven set of guidelines, a system in place that we follow, and it's pretty much flawless. It works fine. Yes, there's room to switch things around and change things and do whatever, but 9 times out of 10, guys, I am your wedding planner. I am your wedding coordinator. I am the one that gets people lined up, keeps a timeline, and makes sure things go off right. Now, yes, there are places where they'll have a coordinator, or they'll have a day of person or somebody to help, but they dip out. You know what I mean? After you're in and after you eat, they dip out. It's up to me to make sure things happen when they're supposed to happen. And, you know, it's all about just a feeling. Just, you know, you watch your room, you gauge what's happening. It comes with time. It comes with, like I said, putting those reps in. And you just got to always be prepared for everything. With as many weddings that I've done over the years, there's not going to be too much that I haven't seen. From rowdy guests to that one drunk, annoying person that won't leave me alone, to children running around playing with my uplights. There's not going to be one thing that, except for like a bridezilla. Like I said before, I've never, ever, 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 ever had a bridezilla. It's always a parent. And that could be remedied. So there's no worries there at all. But just bad DJs. I hear the horror stories. Don't be a bad DJ. Just don't. Look professional. And just act professional. Act like you got some sense. And if you've done this with, you know, it's just doing it. It's just doing it, guys. You don't sit down on the job. You got to be engaged with your audience, engaged with your clients, and make sure everybody has a good time. So don't take things into your own hands if you don't know what you're doing. And don't get in over your head if you don't know what you're doing. That's pretty much, you know, this is funny because when you meet with people, I don't know what they expect. I don't know what some of the questions I get. A lot of times, too, with clients, they want me to meet them at the venue. A venue is a venue. I don't need to drive 2 hours to talk with you about what the room looks like and where I'm going to be set up at. Because it doesn't matter to me. Ideally, I want to be front and center, but that never happens either. As the DJ, you're always thought about last until it's time to, you know, show up and do your job. You're always tucked away in a corner somewhere behind tables, and they always stick grandma in front of you, and you just got to go with it. You just got to work around it and just bring the party. So at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's about the product that you produce. So as long as everybody has fun and it all comes together, That's what it is. It's a team effort. You work with everybody, and you just try to put on the best thing that you can do for your clients. So I know I've rambled probably more than you care to listen to today, but it's just, you know, it's just funny. A lot of the questions that we get asked over and over again is like, you hired the professional. That's the one thing about doing your homework. Do your homework, guys. Do your homework before you book with anybody. Before you book your photographer. Before you book your venue. Your caterer. You know, you want to taste that food. You want to. That's why it's so important for me. I put out videos. Well, I used to put out videos. And definitely my Mixcloud. Go on there, listen. See what you think. Just do your homework. Get to know me as a person. Because I guarantee you, you get to know me as a person, you're going to see that I'm cool, that I'm laid back, that I'm chill, and I like to have fun. And that translates into bringing a great party for your guests. And that's what I try to do each and every time. So I hope you guys are doing good this week. I got a slow weekend this weekend, just one wedding reception. Don't have to do the ceremony, which is, I mean, when you don't have to do the ceremony for guys like us that 9 times out of 10, that's what we're doing. When you get a day where you just, you know, got Friday evening off. So, hey, I'm going to love that. I haven't had a Friday evening off for a while since, you know, quarantine. That was my night to just get on and go live for you guys. But this Friday night, I'm sorry, I'm going out to dinner with my family and chilling out. On Saturday, we got just a wedding reception. So that's for a great couple, too. Great family. I've done wedding for them in the past, and they had to have me back. So it's going to be fun, no doubt about it. Be great to see some familiar faces and just to bring a party and just have fun. It's going to be one of them times where, you know, you just don't have to worry about anything. You know, it's going to go smooth, and you know it's going to be great. A lot of energy and a lot of fun. So that is what I am looking forward to. So great to be back to work. I feel so bad for guys out there that have not got up and running yet. We're doing it here in Indiana. They're trying every way they can to put the brakes on us, but it's still happening. So we are blessed for that. Guys, I'm out of here. You've listened to me enough, like I said. So I'll catch you all next time.